Good morning. We have Shannon McCarthy with the Department of Transportation today. Today is Wednesday, December 6th. Shannon, how are you?
I'm doing well. And yourself?
I'm doing well too. Thank you. So, do you have any new DOT updates for us?
Yeah, I do have some updates. So, some interesting things have happened on the site. As you know, we got some rain on Monday night. So it was about 3/4 of an inch to an inch, which is actually a lot. And it's certainly a lot on a in an area that no longer has vegetation. So we're really trying to control the water at this point. What happened was as that water flowed off of the hillside, it had just covered up this beautiful rock work we had finished. You know, the debris started to flow over that. So we're having to stop and remove that debris. To, you know, re-expose the rock, and we're moving toward putting in two additional culverts. So the current culvert is about 24 inches and it served the area just fine. But now that we don't have the vegetation to hold that water back, we are going to go ahead and put in two 36 inch culverts to handle the flow. So that work is going to start here shortly. And it will take some time because, of course, when you put culverts under a road, you have to, you know, you can't have traffic on the road because you got to dig that ditch, put the culverts in. So that's one thing. And then we also have identified our supply of concrete. We thought that we would have enough concrete in Wrangell, but it turns out we don't have enough. So we've identified some. We're bringing it up from Seattle. That's going to add some time onto our repair work, which is a real bummer. But it'll take probably another additional 2 weeks, maybe even a little bit longer. The good news is that when we continue to do the work, we'll be able to open the road more. But then we'll have to go back and restrict traffic and do flaggers during the day. Just because I think you and I had spoken about before, we can't have traffic driving over concrete that's curing. So we'll have to go down to a one lane.
Yeah. And so, okay. So with the two additional culverts, that will take time as well.
Yes.
Correct. And yes. So in the meantime, concrete is being shipped while the culverts are being built or dug.
Yep. Yep. And the good news is we have those two culverts in Wrangell ready to go.
Okay. And I also saw that there was a sediment pond that was built. Is that similar to a culvert?
It isn't. It's really different. And we had to do that little sediment pond because of the water that was coming off the hillside. So, you know, up to now that 24 inch culvert was doing fine. And with that additional rain and the sediment moving down, we had to create that settlement pond to get some of the material that was in the water settled out. Because of course, when you have water moving a lot of material, it will go ahead and re-plug up your culvert. And that's what we wanted to avoid. We want that 24 inch culvert to work as much as it can until we can get those two new culverts installed.
Okay. And the culvert, as you mentioned just a little bit ago, goes underneath the road, right?
That's correct. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
And so, as you mentioned, this could be at least 2 weeks until the one lane road will be open.
Well, so what will happen is we'll, during the times when we don't have traffic on the road, we'll dig essentially the little ditch that we'll put the culvert in. We'll get those culverts installed. We'll keep those openings as they are right now for people to move back and forth. And then once that occurs, we may be able to open the road to some more hours so that we can have, it'll be, you know, a rock surface in that area, but we may be able to have, you know, folks moving back and forth a little bit more freely until we really start that concrete pour. And then once we start the concrete pour, we'll have to have some more limited hours, and then limited in that section, that one section on the north side down to one lane, but we'll have flaggers in place for that. But those flaggers will be able to move traffic through as well.
Okay. Okay. So it depends on what happens in the future, in the near future with, you know, the weather, just like Monday with the rain. And when the flaggers are working, because there's no flaggers right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know who will have access to the road?
I don't. I can actually go ahead and get that clarified for you and send you a quick email.
Okay. And is there anything else you'd like to add, Shannon?
There is one thing I would want to add is that you may have seen the video that we posted yesterday, and this was, you know, a repost from the emergency response folks on scene. But the damage that was done to the downhill side of the road, we went through and we've removed the debris, but you can really see it's actually a big drop off, which we're lucky that we didn't lose the road entirely, but we'll have to rebuild that shoulder. We normally have like a 6-foot shoulder there. And if you look in the video, there's almost no shoulder at all. So we're going to be spending this next 2 weeks rebuilding that shoulder, and that will allow us to, you know, to shift traffic over as well when we're doing that concrete pour.
Okay. Wow. This Saturday, we do have a town hall meeting with some state officials at 10 a.m. Shannon McCarthy, who is with DOT, will join along with Mason Villarma, who is the interim borough manager of Wrangell, Jeremy Zidek, who is with Homeland Security, and then Mitch McDonald, who is a geologist. So that is at 10 a.m. and it will be live. We will broadcast it and it will be on Zoom as well. Thank you so much, Shannon. Enjoy your day.
Yep. You as well.
Thank you.
All right. We'll talk soon.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.